Track 10, Sailing Seas, Shaping Lives. For more than 40 years, the Norfolk Boat has been giving young people and those with disabilities the opportunity to sail offshore. And, as we discover, for many it has been a life-changing experience.
We have a tagline, Sailing Seas, Shaping Lives. We all feel that is the essence of the Norfolk Boat, says Anthony Hunt. For more than 40 years, the charity has been giving young people, aged 12 to 24, and those with disabilities of any age, the opportunity to experience sailing out at sea. And Anthony, chair of the organisation, and the rest of the team have seen time and time again the many ways in which it has enriched the lives of participants. It's a fact that quite often they perhaps struggle at school or at college. Perhaps it's academically or socially, and can't quite find their place, and as a consequence, they never get asked to be involved in anything, says Anthony. We get reports back from young people who've been on our sailing trips and they've been given a responsibility. They did the night watch, or they made breakfast for everybody, or they had a cleaning task to do. Those that get the most out of it are the ones that embrace it. They show a resilience that they never knew they had, and experience working as part of a team. They might get seasick, but they still love it. The Norfolk Boat was founded by Andrew Cuthbert in the early 1980s, and he is still a director and life president. He was a naval man and understood the benefits of sail training for young people, how it gave them a sense of camaraderie, a sense of worth, and really helped them, says Anthony. In 1980, Andrew organised the Holcombe Country Fair, and the profits, together with donations from generous Norfolk individuals, trusts and the Marine Society, raised enough to buy a 50% share in a custom-built 72-foot Robert Clark ketch named Spirit of Boadicea. Her owners were the Ocean Youth Club. The rest of the money was invested, with the dividend paying for bursaries for young people who could not afford the full voyage fees to receive sail training. From 1982, Spirit of Boadicea spent many happy seasons sailing out of East Coast harbours. She entered the tall ships race on numerous occasions and became a regular sight in many Dutch ports. At the turn of the millennium, the decision was taken that she should be sold and for the charity to enter into a new phase of assisting the young people of Norfolk in going to sea. Today, the North Norfolk Boat offers funds to help young people from all walks of life to help them afford to sail on seagoing boats run by approved sail training organisations. Anthony has been involved with the Norfolk Boat for more than 20 years. He joined the charity when he moved back to his home county from London in 2005. He knew Andrew Cuthbert, as he was a friend of his father, and became chair in 2023. Andrew approached me to see if I would become one of the directors of the Norfolk Boat, which I gladly accepted because I liked what the charity was doing for Norfolk's young people, he says. He works alongside a team, including administrator Nikki Phillips, who assesses all the funding applications from organisations and individuals. Those that are successful are then linked up with trip providers, who are all registered with the Association of Sail Training Organisations. The Norfolk Boat mostly works with the Ocean Youth Trust, the Cerdon Sailing Trust, the Excelsior Trust and the Sea Changing Sailing Trust. The charity covers 50% of the cost of the trip, sometimes more depending on circumstances. Like so many charities, costs are rising, so raising awareness of their work and fundraising is more important than ever, and they are hugely grateful to local donors who give so generously. Last year, they spent £55,000 and sent about 133 people to sea. And this year, they've already pledged to help 119 young people at a cost of just under £50,000. Despite Norfolk being a coastal county, for the majority of young people who go out on trips, it is the first time they've been out on water. And for some, it is even the first time they've been to the beach. Says Nikki, a lot of our young sailors are local schoolchildren from along the North Norfolk coast, and some of them haven't even been to their own beach or indeed own a passport. And from that position, some of them have been sailing in the tall ships races in the Baltic. Some are booked to go again this summer, which takes them across to Sweden. Some do trips across to Holland. So from a personal development trajectory, What we're talking about is widening their horizons. This year, students from local schools and sixth forms will be going on trips, along with groups from YMCA, Norfolk Youth Advisory Service, and Holt Youth Project. The young people who sail this summer will include asylum seekers, some who are homeless, young carers, bereaved children, and youngsters who are living below the poverty line. For some of these children, sailing hasn't come across their radar because, historically, it has been seen as a pursuit of the wealthy. But actually, it's open for everyone, and it's a game-changer once they get out there, says Nikki. Some of them are very reluctant and quite scared, but if they can do that for a week out in the North Sea, they can pretty much do anything, really. One of the conditions of being granted a bursary is that the participants will keep a diary about their trip, which may be another new skill for them. And there are some very inspiring stories about the incredible impact that the trips have had. For some, it sparks a lifelong love of sailing. A lot of the young people who go out on these voyages and sail for a week with Cerdan Sailing Trust or Excelsior Trust quite often end up volunteering with those trusts on a regular basis, and some of them actually end up working with them, says Nikki. I know of someone who works with the Excelsior Trust who was one of our original sailors, so it sends them off on a journey career-wise as well. We had a local lad from Reefham High School who was a single-parent family and had never been sailing before. It made him realise he could achieve a lot more than he thought. He went on to study medicine at Bristol, and now he's a doctor. He still volunteers with another sailing organisation, and he made a big donation to us last year, because he said for him it really changed his life. And each year one promising young sailor is the recipient of the Cuthbert Award. Nominations are put forward by either the leader of the group or the skipper, or both, and they put forward a young person who's shown they've really gone above and beyond, says Nikki. Last year's winner was a 12-year-old from Norwich who'd been struggling at school. He hadn't been in a classroom within mainstream schooling for the previous 2 years. He'd never been offshore. He'd never been on a boat before, and he absolutely flourished. And as a result of that, he was awarded the prize, which gives him £1,000 worth of sailing vouchers to use when he wants. So we hope that's the start of a whole new journey for him. To find out more about the charity's work and how to support it, visit norfolkboat.org.uk.